Hi, is this the booking line?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, it's not actually for me, it's for my grandmother. Is that still okay? Postal code. One second, I'll get a piece of mail, see if we can find it. But I did have a question beforehand though. This is probably nothing, but I figured I have to at least ask. She one of her friends like spends a lot of time online, and there's some rumor going around that these vaccines aren't actually approved by Health Canada. Is there any truth to that?
Can you repeat that? I'm unable to hear you clearly. Sorry, can you repeat that?
My grandma's friend read something online, like this may be complete nonsense. This some claim that these vaccines aren't actually approved by Health Canada. Is there any
No,
truth to
they're
that?
all approved by the government. All four, there's four of them that are all approved by the government. They wouldn't be giving, the government line wouldn't like be booking someone for someone that's not approved. Wouldn't make sense. I'm not sure where she read that, but as far as I know, it's been there's a lot of research and that's gone behind it. So it's what's approved, and it's like they have more strengths or like benefits than they do risks. So yeah, there are four that were approved. So I don't think so.
Okay, I looked because the product information is available on Health Canada's websites. They said something about authorized under Section 5 of an interim order. Is that the same thing as approved?
What are you reading?
Well, because Health Canada, you can, because they have a page approve or vaccines, and there's four of them that say are on the market.
Yeah, that's the one for COVID,
Yeah.
like the vaccines that we have right now.
Right, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Janssen, and Pfizer.
That's right.
But on the front page of each of their product descriptions, they talk about being authorized under Section 5 of an interim order. Is that the same thing as being approved?
All I know is that they are definitely approved, but I don't know what it means by interim. So what site, like where exactly are you reading this? Under what? The COVID-19.ontario.ca site?
Yes, you can find like there's the option you can find out it's a customer information and then product monograph, I think they call it. And they all
Pull this up.
yeah, they all have this wording like authorized under an interim order. Because there's the option for checking out the vaccines which are in use, and then you go to consumer information and then product monograph.
Index.html.
Well, it's the main where is that? COVID. Oops. Like if you go on Canada.ca, click on COVID-19, then they say authorized vaccines. And yeah, it's Canada.ca/en/healthcare.
COVID-19, so
Yes.
coronavirus.
Yes.
And then you clicked on, sorry, what was it?
After COVID-19, there should be, where is it? Most un yeah, under most requested on the second row would be coronavirus COVID-19. So I clicked on that. Authorized vaccine, that's it.
Oh, and then they have the authorized vaccine, the Moderna,
Pfizer, AstraZeneca,
Pfizer.
and Janssen.
Yeah, that's right.
And from there, like, okay, just say start with Moderna. Where is it?
Did you click on it and then it said something about interest?
Hey, sorry, my animal's in the way. Was it? And then there's the option, like, you can actually scroll through and sorry, I'm on drug and vaccine authorizations for COVID-19, list of applications received. This includes
Sorry,
everything.
did you say Health Canada authorizes this vaccine with conditions on December 23rd, 2020, under the interim order and respecting the importation, sale, and advertising of drugs for use in
Right.
that you were looking at?
And that's it, yes. And when you look up the things which are now on the market, is they say authorized with conditions, so I'm just clicking on AstraZeneca just because it's the first one. I go on.
The ones you're getting through this booking line would be, they're approved by the government.
Right.
We are working for, yeah,
Right,
with them
but
directly, so
right, and
it
I
would be
and I go on
in the case you are worried.
and I go on consumer information and then summary reports, product monograph, and then it's loading. I'm on AstraZeneca. It says the use of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine is permitted under an interim authorization delivered in accordance with Section 5 of the COVID-19 interim order.
I can check out for you one moment.
Like this interim authorization, it kind of sounds like it. I don't know, maybe I'm missing something, but it kind of sounds like a
It's probably
temporary.
the wording that might be throwing you off. I'm just looking into it as well.
Right.
Oh, it's saying they're speeding up the. Okay, hold up. Let me just click in to see what exactly. So they're saying, like, there's an immediate action that is required to deal with a significant risk. Director and Greg health safety, health and safety. And I think they're just, by saying that, they're saying they're trying to expedite or speed the access of the vaccination to the people of, like, to everyone here. So they're trying to speed up because we're more, I guess, compared to other countries, we're a little late on the vaccine, I guess.
Okay.
In order to respect the importation and sale of medical devices for use in
Yeah. But like okay, I get like the authorization. I think in the States they call it like emergency use authorization or something like that. But is this kind of thing like is it the same thing as being fully approved?
Wouldn't be giving it out.
Right.
But it's also like, I think it's like, do you feel comfortable with getting that for your grandma? Or, I mean, it is approved for sure, 100%. Those four, they're on the government website and they've gone through a lot of the testing and research. I think that's why it's probably late that we're getting our vaccines a little bit later too, because they probably did the testing and all, and they approved those four only. So I
But
know the strengths, the benefits do outweigh the risks. That like the side effects or whatever. So
okay, but that authorization, is that the same thing as being fully approved? Because I think they're still undergoing testing right now.
well, it is fully approved. That I can tell you that it is approved. That's why they have it and they've released it in Canada. But if you're concerned, you can always look her in later too if you're worried. But
Right.
according to what I know, the information that's provided to me, it is definitely approved. Okay, if you want, I can read. Wait, give me one second. Let
Sure
me just
thing.
read you something.
Sure thing.
Okay.
Okay.
And it says Health Canada only approves the vaccine if it is supported by very robust scientific benefit outweigh the risk. After approval, Health Canada and the Public Health Agency of Canada continue to monitor the ongoing safety and effectiveness of all approved vaccines in Canada. More information can be found in ontario.ca/COVID-vaccine or the different vaccines. All of the approved COVID-19 vaccines have a high efficacy rate against severe disease.
Okay, I guess just one last thing, and you may not be the person to ask. She was also asking if anything happens, is there like liability or whatever, like can the manufacturers be held liable for it? I guess she's probably thinking like worst case scenario if I don't know what happens.
Yeah, no, I think she's just worried because I know there's a lot of like there are a lot of questions surrounding it in general, so I understand.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the help. I'll read some more into it. I need before I do this for her, it's like there's questions I need to answer, so it's like it's gonna be on hold for now.
Okay, I tried my best.
Oh no.
I'm giving.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so feel free to call back if you still want the vaccine, and I hope that you find your answers.
Alright, well thank you for all this help.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Hello?
I'm here.
Sorry. I need your postal code because usually when someone calls in, I'm supposed to record it down.
Okay.
If you're okay sharing, sorry about that.
I'm trying to remember. God. It starts with an M, I know that much.
Did you give it to me? Am I forgetting? Was it L-I-Y-2-B-9?
No, it started with an M, I believe. Yeah, I think it was an M. God, that's embarrassing.
Because no,
we.
No.